them and us have-nots and have-yachts. Spotted near the Tower of London advertising for the Super IHT Owners Summit. Discussions will include what lessons can the Super IHT industry learn from private jets, and what considerations need to be made when purchasing, managing, and owning a Super IHT. While bosses muck about on floating palaces, flooded out workers in the north of England are still recovering from Storm Desmond. About 5,200 homes in Cumbria and Lancashire ended up underwater last year due to cuts and underinvestment in flood defences. But never mind, the money the Tories save from public services all goes to good causes. Such as tax breaks for Super IHT owners. Thanks to Emily Goulburn for the Super IHT spot. Lordy. John Archibald Sinclair, 3rd Viscount Thurso left, has been elected to Parliament by 3-count MPs. The Lib Dem aristocrat is now entitled to vote on laws and collect a £300 daily fee for life. This, of course, is a perfectly acceptable interpretation of democracy for the capitalists. However, trade unions voting to strike is not. The Tories trade union bill will effectively make unions representing some workers count abstentions as votes against in ballots for industrial action. Lords have elections stacked in their favour, unions have them stacked against us. Thanks to Nick Walters for the Aristo angle Surrey's social split. Two stories, side by side in the Surrey Advertiser pick above. County residents in top 12 rich list. Two billionaires with luxury properties in Surrey are among the top 12 richest people in Britain and Ireland. Winter Shelter helps needy. Paul Mitchell, chief exec of Transform, said this year's Winter Shelter has again shown that there is a need for services to help local people who find themselves homeless. Paul Couchman,